Hi everyone. We are so back with another episode of Two Girls with a Press Pass. It's Chloe.
And Paige.
Of course. And today we are coming in hot with another episode of Hot Take Roulette.
Call it a part two.
Part two, because
We didn't come up with an idea, and the cup is still full of hot takes.
yeah.
I mean, we just thought you guys loved it,
You did love it.
and we wanted to bring it back.
Yeah, so yeah, but it's going to be so fun today because,
I forgot what I wrote down.
yeah, neither of us have any idea what is in the cup anymore because it has been so long since we brainstormed these ideas.
Yes.
So it will be a little bit more like raw reaction because last time I was like pulling them out and I was like, oh yeah, I just wrote this down 10 minutes ago. But now it's been like a month. So
No idea what's
we
gonna
don't know
happen.
what's left in here. So, woo!
Who
Okay.
shall go first?
Rock, paper, scissors.
That was exciting. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I'll go first.
I was like, do you want to,
I do. I
or?
like
Okay,
going first.
good.
I guess we could just do it like that because you didn't want to go first last time, and I did, and
No.
I should have just volunteered. Okay. Our first hot take is that baseball is boring.
Ooh, that is one to start with.
That is one to start with.
Which one of, I think we both collectively wrote that,
I
or did I
think
write that down?
I maybe wrote that down. I don't
Because
know.
I do agree that there's too many innings. There's
Yeah,
just too
it's too
many.
long. Well,
Like,
see, baseball is only fun if you're there watching it. You
yes.
would never catch me turning baseball on the TV.
No.
That is crazy. Like, people that sit and watch baseball, I mean, unless it's like a big game, like, okay. But it's like,
Normal baseball games, when it's like 2 runs an inning max, it's like, okay,
Like,
how
we're
long is this
still
gonna last?
running. We are still running.
Oh, look, and we're still
And
running.
he hit the ball, and then he missed the
Oh,
ball.
well, he's out. Okay, new runner. Oh, man,
And then
he's
it's like
out.
the
Okay.
same people, and they play their little walk-up
Yes.
songs. That's like my favorite part, is
That
when
is
they
my
like
favorite part.
pick their songs, and it's like I know who they are based off like the song choice, because I'm like, who picked this song?
But
This is the
also
worst song ever.
how they walk with their bat to the thing, because like some of them do that like flip thingy where they like
Yeah.
throw it up, flip it, throw it
Like
again.
Jasper and Twilight.
Yes, they do that, and so it's like I do like seeing their little tricks because they're like, haha.
Yeah, baseball's only fun in person because you get the
Yeah.
snacks and you
Yeah.
get the atmosphere.
And
Most
drinks.
importantly, the jumbotron. That is what
Oh my
keeps me at
gosh.
baseball games. When it's
I
like,
love.
oh, we're gonna pick somebody out of the audience, it's me. It better be me.
I do. I'm definitely one to like stand up and dance because I find it fun.
Yeah, and it's
I love
like,
it.
can I just live? This,
Right?
like, the best part of the baseball game is probably gonna be me being on the jumbotron.
Oh,
So it's like,
100%. That'll
why
be what I
not?
remember. I won't remember anything else.
No.
Yeah.
So, all
Okay.
right, Paige's turn.
This just says dogs.
Oh, that was me.
What does this mean?
Basically, wait, why are they all mine? Okay, so
Did we
this
do all
is
mine last time? Maybe.
maybe in yeah, I think we did until we got to Benson Boone. Then it
Oh my
started
gosh.
being the Chloe show.
Yes.
That is mine, and it is that. It is actually something that really bothers me
Oh no.
because I am not a dog person. I don't like it when I walk into people's houses and their dogs are all over my business, and it's like I'm supposed to be chill about it. But it's okay
Whose
when your
house is
dogs do
like
that.
that? I mean, my dogs
Who
definitely
does
did that
that?
to her.
Who does that? No, but it's
Oops.
like a regular occurrence, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like sometimes it's okay if like I really know the person, but it's like when you just go over to someone's house and their dogs are just like all over the place, and then I go around and it's like, oh, you know, like I just don't really like dogs. Oh my gosh.
How dare you?
Everyone like flips
Yeah.
out at me. And I'm like, but
Why?
then they're like, oh, I hate cats, and that's okay.
Right?
That's
Like,
okay.
they're like,
Because
no, cats are literally devilish. But
I'm like,
dogs, I love.
what? Because
Double
it's like you
standard
can
much?
walk around all day and be like, I hate cats so much, and no one will blink an eye. But the second I say, I'm not really a dog person, people are like, you're a monster. I'm like, I just don't really like them like that.
As a dog person, the one thing that I do agree with is whenever I go over to someone's house and they have like a nibbling dog, where they're
Those are the
like, it doesn't hurt, he
worst.
just nibbles. That hurts.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's just a little pinch. Pinches hurt.
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely, like, the little fake bites where, like, you can feel pressure and it doesn't hurt. But nibbles, when they pinch at your skin, that hurts so bad.
Well, because I understand, like, dogs coming up to you with, like, a lot of energy. Oh, absolutely. Like, that is just something that's, like, my cat does that. Because it's, like, you don't know the person, you want to sniff them. Okay, whatever. That's fine. But it's, like, the jumping.
Yeah. Or when they just shove their nose in your groin.
Right. And it's, like, this is awkward. This is really weird.
Or, like, when you're on your period and they're really obsessive about it.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, I wonder why he's being so weird. And in your head, you're like, I don't
know. I don't know. That's weird. But, yes. And also people that are like, I just hate the stereotype, you know, because I want to take my cat outside. My cat deserves outside time just as much as everyone else's dogs.
Yeah.
Because he likes the grass.
Yeah.
And he should get to
go on walks.
Yes. He should.
Yeah.
And everyone and their mother is like, my dog doesn't need to be on a leash.
But it does.
But maybe.
It doesn't matter if your dog's well-trained. It's still, if you're in a public place, I definitely think you should use a leash.
Yeah.
Because, like,
it's like,
you never know.
No.
You never know.
Okay. That's the end of my tangent for that one. Now it's my turn to draw again. Okay, let's see if it's another.
Sorry, guys. I'm so sniffy. I'm sniffing up this podcast.
Okay, this was a joint one.
Oh, yay.
It's that all social medias are trying to be each other.
Oh, my God. Gosh, this dude, it's like, first we started with like the OG3 of Facebook, Instagram, Twitter,
the big three.
Yes, Facebook is where you posted like life updates, Instagram, cute pictures, Twitter, fight people.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but like, or just like random thoughts.
Yeah,
but now all of those features are on every single one,
right? And especially, like, after the rise of TikTok, I think, it's, like, every app having, like, reels.
Yes.
And it's not even, like,
and
different.
And stories. I'm like, does every single app I have need to have a story?
Yeah. And it's, like, weird apps. Like,
a
YouTube reel?
Yeah.
A YouTube reel?
What?
Or it's a YouTube short.
Yeah.
But still, but that's weird.
It's a reel. Let's be honest. It's a reel.
It is a reel. The Snapchat reels
are absolutely
diabolical.
They are.
And Instagram like reels, insane. I can get behind Instagram reels.
I've never been an Instagram reels person because the second TikTok came out, I was on it. So I never got into the Instagram videos until after TikTok. So I was just like, I already have video format. I don't need another one.
Well, for me, like, Instagram reels is just like slightly more unhinged TikTok.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like they don't, like, and it's not that it's anything bad. It's just, like, funnier meme-ish content is usually on my Instagram. And then it's, like, stuff that I actually like to watch is on my TikTok, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I feel like my Instagram is just completely random.
It,
like, there's no, like, synocracy. That's not a word. There's
like,
no, like,
synchrod.
Yes.
Like being synchronized. In
yes.
sync. Huh. In
it's
sync.
Not
hey.
Bye-bye.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And especially sorry.
No, mine's about to be really mean. You go first.
Okay. Especially as, like, other apps try new things and they work. Like the Instagram Threads thing where Instagram is trying to be Twitter also. And then when, like, Snapchat is trying to be TikTok, but Instagram is also trying to be TikTok, but Snapchat's trying to be Instagram, too. And it's, like,
Facebook, too. Facebook has all of it.
Yeah, Facebook does have all of it.
It has Twitter version. But Facebook is okay because it didn't try to force itself to be Twitter. It was already what Twitter was.
Yeah.
But just for a different reason. But I do agree, though, that now Facebook is being used in the way that Twitter was, as if you're mad about something, you're going to post it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Versus, I feel like people have gone away from Twitter.
Yeah,
and I refuse to call it by the other name.
X.
No. I refuse. I will never, ever, ever. It just doesn't, like,
it's just, yeah, I know.
If the URL is twitter.com, then I'm calling you Twitter. I don't.
It is Twitter. And, I mean, everyone still calls it that, too. And it's like, whatever.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's just, and it's kind of exhausting too, because I get on every social media app, and it's like, I cannot keep doing this.
Well, so the thing that I was going to say was, I blame Meta 100 million percent. Because they have Facebook, they have Instagram. Yet no matter what, if I'm on one, it wants me to do the other.
Right.
And it's like, I don't understand trying to force me onto your other platform when I'm already using one. And they are the exact same at this point.
They are.
Like, there is very, very little difference between Instagram and Facebook at this point.
Well, there's
because
nothing
Instagram
that
has added so much random things.
And, like, there's nothing that one can do that the other can't.
Right.
Even if they're not exactly the same, like, they function the same. So
and,
it's like,
and now YouTube, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you can post just some text on a YouTube channel.
Really?
Yeah. I know. Because I actually, like, I love using YouTube. I like watching, like, little gaming videos and stuff.
I'm a secret YouTuber. And because I watch Danny Gonzalez.
Oh, my God.
And Cody Ko.
Yes.
That is a hot take.
Okay, yeah, that is a hot take.
But, whatever.
But, like, on YouTube, if you go to, like, your subscribers tab, if you, like, scroll down, there's, like, a Reels section, and then there's, like, a thread section, like a Twitter section, where it's, like, they've just posted things, or they've posted a Reel. And then it's, like, also YouTube has stories. Like, they're all the exact
same. I hate that. I also hate that because everyone is on every app, you know? Like, it's not like your favorite YouTuber isn't on Instagram.
Exactly.
Or isn't on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like, they all are. Mm-hmm. So it's like they're, like, you're just, at this point, you're just posting the same thing in the same format on every app. And it's like, that is not cool.
I don't like it.
I do not like it.
Right. Okay. Next one.
My turn.
Oh, I grabbed two.
This is really exciting.
Oh no.
This is zoos and aquariums are immoral. So this one was a little bit of me.
Yeah, this one was mostly me.
Yeah.
And it's just because of like I definitely and I want to preface this because I do understand the purpose and the good that zoos and aquariums do for the animals that could not live in the wild and that are truly getting like treatment and that is their only option.
Yeah.
But it's the ones that it's like, you can't fill a zoo with animals that can only live in a zoo. There's too many zoos. There's too many aquariums.
Yeah.
You're taking some.
Yeah.
And, like, I can't not think about SeaWorld. Like, I can't.
Yeah, SeaWorld is bad.
Like, anytime I go to a zoo, I'm picturing the SeaWorld documentary, and I'm like, wow.
Wow.
I hope all of these animals came here.
Yeah.
Legally and ethically.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and even at, like, because, like, the zoos, like, the Kansas City Zoo, really nice. It is really nice. Absolutely. And it's, like, they're always for a good cause, and it's, like, I love to donate to them. But it's, like, I go there, and it's, like, I just can't help but just think. It just feels weird.
Yeah.
It feels weird, like, looking, and there's, like, a tiger. And they always look unhappy the worst part.
And they look sickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and, like, the one that always gets me is, like, the polar bears and the penguins.
The polar bears
like,
always
why,
get me.
Why do we have them in this climate? They are not okay in this climate.
That's always
And
what
there are
me.
Zoos and climates where they could handle it better.
Mm-hmm.
But you're choosing to put them into the Florida Zoo?
Really? And then it's, like, inside, and they're all, like, indoors, and it's not even real, and it's
and
just, like...
And you see them throw this, like, sad ice cube to them, and that polar bear is just trying to feel cold at all. But
it
you can literally
really
see through its skin because it's...
Right, because it's
so hot, and it shouldn't be, and it's just, like, it... I love the idea of it, but it's just, I can't. Like, it makes me so sad.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I also understand that it's, like... It's, like, when you have animals that are, like, born in a zoo, it's, like, they're not equipped to live out in the wild. And it's, like, I'm not saying that, like, every animal
should just be,
like, let out.
Yes.
Because that would never work.
No.
But it's just, like, the feeling of just, like,
it is.
It's just sad. It is sad. And it's, like, no matter how you look at it, it's just.
And, like, I can't. I can't separate the part of my brain that when I'm at a zoo, I feel like a freaking colonizer. I'm like, we are domesticating so many animals. Like, we are the top, like, we are the apex predator. Mm-hmm. Like, no animal can top us.
Yeah.
So it's like, it just, sometimes I'm just like, man, is this, are we doing the right thing? I don't know. But, like, I do know parts of it is the right thing.
Right.
Of,
like, the like ones that have. Humanitarian.
Yeah. And efforts. It's like, I get those, but then I'm like, is that what it all is? I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, I don't have enough zoo knowledge to know about this. Yeah. And it's like, I used to be, I was friends with this girl and she like works at a zoo. And I know that all of the people that work there, like they're so passionate about the animals and I love it.
Me too.
And like,
thank goodness.
They love them and they take care of them and it's great. But it's just that, it's that feeling that like you just can't shake.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
Yeah. And like, there was a zoo that I went to one time where it was like there was giraffes and there were some monkeys and they just had this like 5-gallon bucket full of Fruit Loops and they were like, give them to the animals, they love them. And that's that, and it, that's just what you did. You like, it was a little like 25 cent thing, so you just and then you had a little like styrofoam cup and it was like, just fill it with Fruit Loops and give it to the animals.
That's crazy.
And like, I asked, I was like, are these like regular Fruit Loops, like could I eat one? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, That doesn't seem
kind of weird.
I don't think that's meant to be in their diet. Crazy thought.
Yeah, that is weird.
I don't think they're supposed to eat that. But it's like, I don't know. It just, I see the good things, but it does just like make me sad.
Yeah, I totally get that.
But
oh my gosh. I was thinking about this yesterday when I was driving home because I was blinded by these stupid LED headlights. I hate LED headlights so much. And I'm bringing the mic farther away because I know I'm going to yell because they're stupid. And my car is low and I'm sorry that I'm so loud on the ground. But you shouldn't be able to make me not be able to see at least 50 feet radius around me just because you're in a 5-foot lifted truck when you don't even know what. Like, you, I know those guys. I know in my heart of hearts, that truck has never touched dirt.
Nope.
Why do you need that?
It's called a pavement.
Why do you need that? Why do you need that? You don't need that.
You don't need it.
And it's also just like, it makes me so mad. I was actually, well, because, especially in the winter.
Dude!
Especially in the winter, it's so dark.
Yes.
And I'm being blinded after, okay, it's 8 p.m. I've been at class all day. I have a pounding migraine, and it's like, wow, I'm driving home, and there's a truck behind me blinding me, and it's like, ow.
I should never be in my car driving at night, and it be clear as day inside of my car, because you are so close behind me with your high beam LEDs on.
Yes, or when you're driving the other way.
Like, I drive fishbowl, yes.
Me too.
But.
Me too.
I don't like when my car lights up like that. That means
it's weird.
You're either A, too close, or your lights are too bright.
Mm-hmm. Or both.
Or both.
Or when you're coming the other way, and they, like, flash in your face, and oh you can't see it. And then you start squinting so hard that, like, your ears start ringing.
Yes!
Yeah.
And you get that thing where you blink, and you just, you can't, you, actually, there's just now two black holes.
Yeah.
Where you, where like, the road should be.
I can't
and you're
see.
Like, wow, I hope I'm on the road.
I cannot see. And it's always like I'm going over, like, a one-lane bridge.
Exactly.
And it's like.
Exactly.
They come at me with, like, full headlights. Mm-hmm.
And it's not just, like, this is just because we're in smaller towns and it's smaller roads. I can be on a highway that has, like, that grass middle. Mm-hmm. And someone can be driving the other way. And I'm still, like, I cannot see.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot see at all.
Yeah.
Or whenever I'm coming around a corner and, like, they have their lights on, but they're coming uphill at me.
Oh
and
my
so
gosh,
I'm just
I
being
know.
Blinded. And so I, in my brain, I'm like, there is no way that is physically this bright. I can see the top of the trees.
Yeah.
I can see the leaves falling off the trees. Yeah. High beams go high, so your lights shouldn't be on. So I flash them, just a little baby click.
That's
and
start,
just be like, hey, Pookie. Your lights are
really
bright, and I cannot see. And then they're like, oh, you want to see brights? Pow! No! I can't see.
I'm sorry.
I just thought you were, your high beams were on, and
I just try really hard to, like, get in the other lane.
I will drive recklessly to get away from them.
I will, like, put my hand up. This is my signature move, and I don't even know if, like, anyone. I put it, like, right up on my rearview mirror.
I do that!
So that I'm like, I hope you can see my hand. I hope you can see that I'm literally having to shield my eyes from your LED lights.
I do. I, like, lift up my arm, and I'm like, trying to block the mm-hmm. reflection getting into my eyes.
And I'm like, I hope you could see that.
I hope you feel bad. One thing that I may or may not do, I will not confirm. Mm-hmm. It's a thing I've heard people do. Mm-hmm. Is when someone's behind me with their lights on too bright, mm-hmm. I could, mm-hmm. hypothetically, adjust my mirrors mm-hmm. and say, Uno reverse, babe, your Uno turn. Reverse.
Yes, I've also heard of people doing that, and I've heard that it works.
So. I've heard that it works, too.
Well, the thing is that it's not like you can see out your mirrors anyway.
Exactly. They're not helping me at all right now.
They're just blinding me. It's like I looked out the mirror, and it's like,
yeah,
ow, in my face.
So it's like I'm getting blinded from the back, from my right, my left, and then up in my rearview mirror, like all yeah. angles.
And then you try to like look ahead, mm-hmm. and it's like shapes and colors because it's so bright. Yes. And I can't do it. Okay, my turn.
That was a good rant. I needed that.
I'm scrambling them up. These have been some. I think we used all the funny ones.
I like these.
Oh, this is real. Festivals, and this was me. Music festivals are better than concerts.
I haven't been to a music festival, so I'm unable to comment, unfortunately.
No.
Want to so bad. I've been to many concerts.
Okay.
And I've been to, like, the Ren Festival, but that's not a music festival at all. I love
the Ren Festival.
I'm just bringing it up.
Yeah. just feel something. For me, I've been to music festival, actually, recently. Mm-hmm. I had never really, like, gone to a concert before. Mm-hmm. I went to Hinterland Music Festival.
Ooh.
This year, I guess, in August. Mm-hmm. And that was my first ever, like, live music kind mm-hmm. of thing. Like, I'd never really gone to a concert before that. Mm-hmm. And I kind of loved it. It was really fun. And it was, like, all these artists, and it was, like, you kind of just get to hang out mm-hmm. outside, and if it's not excruciatingly hot.
Right.
And you have a blanket, and all your friends are there, and it's, aww. Like, you get enough of the artist to, mm-hmm. like, want more, mm-hmm. but it's still, like, fulfilling. Like, I feel like at a concert, I start kind of being, like, okay, we are still going. Because mm-hmm. I saw the Red Clay Strays mm-hmm. here, mm-hmm. and I loved it. It was a great concert, mm-hmm. but it definitely made me realize, like, it's like, really long, and it's yeah. one artist, and it's, yeah. like, I had never gone anything like that before, mm-hmm. and I was like, I think I do like music festivals better.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, you're there for 3 days, all the mm-hmm. biggest artists are there.
Right.
Like, Tyler, the Creator, Lana Del Rey.
I'm so jealous of you.
It was so awesome. Claro. Ugh. It was, I love.
Not fair.
So, I mean, I think that pretty much sums it up. There's not really much to say about that, except that festivals are just better, so.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, my last hot take is, sports are not that deep. Y'all don't need to be getting in fights. Yes! You don't need to be getting arrested. Stop fist fighting people in the freaking stadium.
No, truly.
Stop doing that. Stop getting assault charges at a football game.
I feel this from the bottom of my heart.
Especially Little League.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all, I get it.
Your kid's the best at everything.
Stop. No. Your kid's 9.
We do not need to be acting like
y'all
this.
Y'all at a T-ball game.
And it's like, at the end of the day,
there's no recruiters there.
No. And I'm like, you are, like, 35 at minimum.
Minimum.
Like, I love being passionate about what our kids are doing. Mm-hmm. We do not mm-hmm. need to be
angry.
All up in that.
No. No. Mm-hmm. No cursing out the empire. Well,
even in, like,
that's not umpire. I said empire.
Whatever, same thing. We, like, even in, because I was, like, dead set on sports journalism. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was like, this is what I want to do. Right. And I'm not saying that it's not what I want to do. Right. Because it's still definitely interesting to me. But it has been a lot of, like, I have had a hard time really understanding, like, why we care so much. Yeah. It's when I'm, like, watching football and it's, like, this is only his 27th, or this is his first touchdown of 15 yards at this stadium on a Tuesday ever. Yeah. Like, that's what they pull out. And I'm like,
you're right. Especially the commentator guys, they all have veneers.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, really spray tanned. And they're like, this guy, he went to middle school here and he started playing at high school. He went to this. Why are we doing an FBI investigation?
No.
On literally. A running back.
And it's like the stats are
on a liner.
Insane. And it's like, because I took a sports writing class, mm-hmm. loved the class. It was awesome. Too. And I was writing, though. And it was like, I was writing about Patrick Mahomes, and I was looking up his stats, and I was like, what? like, what? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, he's the fastest quarterback to ever throw with his left hand this many yards. And I'm like, what does that, like, why? People, like, think about this often? And then it's like in high school, people would do this too. And it always kind of freaked me out mm-hmm. when it was like, oh, and I guess some people really care about this. So I'm not trying to dog on you if you care about this. Yeah. But it's like,
we all have our niches.
They come in and they're like, did you hear that, like, obscure player from the Cardinals got traded to the Browns? What? Like,
sorry, listeners.
Like, what do you mean? How do you know about this? And why are you, like, it's like not only that you know. It's the amount of
time it takes.
Right. And it's like, not only are you knowing this, but you're going around and telling me. Like, mm-hmm. you're informing me of this. This is a game. Mm-hmm. This is a football game.
My thing is whenever they're like, what do you mean you didn't hear about that?
I'm like, are you trying to gaslight me right now?
Excuse me?
What?
I have, like, 30 minutes of TikTok time when I get home.
Max.
I'm not using that to research.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Sports. But, like, my other thing, too, is, like, if you get arrested, mm-hmm. I'm specifically thinking of the Chiefs player that was going, like, 100 miles per hour.
No,
that... And almost killed multiple people. And they were like... It's fine.
Rice.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. And then everyone was like, someone got arrested for, like, the dumbest thing ever, and they can't play for a whole season.
Yeah.
Like, y'all need to be more cohesive about that. Well, and it's like
the fans are irritating. Yeah. And it's like, I was talking to someone about this. I actually think it was Jimmy. I was talking to Jimmy about this literally yesterday. And he was like, oh, well... It was like, if you're going to go there, you're going to have to be around a lot of, like, whatever fans. The fans of the other team. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know what's worse, being around those fans or genuinely being around Chiefs fans. I am a Chiefs fan.
Right.
And I'm like, I cannot... I
don't see the difference. Everyone just is really diehard about their own team.
And it's just like...
And it's like, okay, I get it.
Because I'm a Chiefs fan because I was born into it.
Same.
Like, this has not been a glamorous life for me. Okay, the 50-year losing streak was not fire. Mm-hmm. But you have to overcome that.
Yes.
And now these people are like, oh my gosh, like, I love Travis Kelce. I loved Travis Kelce before anyone else did. That is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. I had a Travis Kelce jersey, and I was wearing that thing in 2018. In 2018, I was wearing that thing. And now it's hanging in my closet. I can't get it out without anyone being like, oh my gosh, you love Travis Kelce. Get out of my face.
Stop. So this episode's going to be a little bit long.
Sorry,
guys.
Okay, I think that
we have one left.
We have one left.
So we're going to finish the last one, but...
And then we'll wrap it up.
If you've made it to this point, you're a trooper. Yeah. So sorry, this lasted so long.
But I will forever love sports. I'm a sports girl. That is my last comment.
I do enjoy it. I feel like it brings people together, mm-hmm. and I love that.
I love it.
I just don't like how it brings people apart.
We could tone it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's like, don't be hating on Swifties if you're going to be like that. Don't be hating on artist fans. Okay. Well, we have much gone over, but thank you guys so much for listening. Mm-hmm. Stories this week.
Oh my. This is quite the week. This is a
big week, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, that was last week. This will be the next week.
I don't know. This week is really big for me.
Yeah.
I have you go first. Stress you have a lot. Buster. Please. Yay. Play it. Play the stress buster. Play the stress buster. I can't say this enough. Play it. I found, I crafted it.
She did.
I did, by hand. And it was really hard. Yeah, Steve style. And I'm also working on a story about the animal shelters renovations, which I'm kind of excited about. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm actually really excited about doing ads.
Yeah.
And slaying.
Real.
Basically.
I have stories. I know I do. I was trying to think of them as you were talking, and none came to mind. None
came to your mind.
I know that I have a little story about the, about some renovations happening, but those aren't super exciting. Actually, something kind of newsy for you guys, if you're a local listening. Seven Highway is going to be closed for so long.
Uh-oh.
And they're working on the detour routes right now. And so I went and I called all the people, and I'm in the middle of communicating with MoDOT to figure out when the roads are going to change. So if you want to kind of prepare yourself for whenever 7 Highway is going to become unusable south of Pleasant Hill, check out the paper.
If you want to know your roads,
check out the paper.
Just hit up Paige. Paper. She knows about roads.
I know my roads. Mm-hmm. And then, just to give you guys a little teaser, the Garden City Alderman meeting is on December 2nd. So.
Your column.
Oh my goodness! I do have a column!
Yes.
And I keep forgetting to write it. Yes. I went hunting last weekend and I got a 9-point buck. If you read Dennis's column, he said I got an 8-point. I
did not. That would be because of me. Sorry.
I got a 9-point.
Sorry.
And I was very proud of myself. And I'm going to do just a little baby column about my hunting journey and how much I loved it. And then this weekend, I'm going to Planet Anime in Kansas City, and I'm so excited, and I'm going to do cosplay, and I'm so excited. I get to meet some of my favorite voice actors, so I'm going to put a little bit of my adventures in there, but yeah, those will be my stories this week, so check those out. Check out the print, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook, subscribe to the print. Heck, if you don't want to, you can buy a day pass for the website for $2.50.
Yeah.
That's worth it.
Or you can buy a single paper. Preferably the Thanksgiving paper with the stress buster in it. Very
good.
At any of your local stores.
Yes. And I wanted to, for one last time, because I think for now they're just going to be out and for sale, that Dennis's book, Welcome to the Small Time, is for sale. We have it.
It is
here. Hardback. We have.
Come get them.
Paperback. And yeah. So you can buy them. The paperback is for $25. The hardback will be $45. And you can find the $40?
I think so.
Okay. $40. Mm-hmm. Then if you guys want to purchase those, you can find the link on our website, tribunetimes.com.
Yes. But yeah. Amazing. Thank you guys so much for listening again. Thank you. We will see you next time.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.